Every night around this time, the PM surprise general election 2017 Chris Mason desk of election news with Chris Mason. Tonight, with Chris Mason.
With a little quiz. Nothing pointless about this question. How many times do you reckon a Communist Party MP has been elected to the Commons? The answer to come, and why on earth I'm asking it. To UKIP, the party's been setting out a few policies with rather a lot of references to Islam.
Unlike the money is everything Tories and the Britain haters of Labour, UKIP has always believed in and celebrated our nation, our values and our history.
Deputy Leader and London Assembly Member Peter Whittle also talked about the party's plan to ban the burqa from being worn in public.
UKIP proposes that the time has come to outlaw them. Again, it is quite simple. People should show their face in a public place.
And in order to ensure everyone here learns English,
all official documents should be in English and English alone. Only then will there be a true incentive to learn the common language.
Also on the platform, UKIP's Women and Equalities spokeswoman, Margot Parker, who talked about her idea for ensuring fewer girls suffer female genital mutilation.
Girls identified to be at risk of FGM are required to have medical examinations every year and whenever they return from abroad.
3 years ago, the now Labour frontbencher Diane Abbott suggested something similar. Both said then and now it was essential to ensure that more people were prosecuted for allowing FGM to happen. The Green Party said UKIP's agenda amounted to full-throttled Islamophobia. Fancy a trip to Aviemore? Jeremy Corbyn did today to address the Scottish Trades Union Congress.
Thank you for delaying your lunch in order that I can speak to you today. I'm really grateful to you for that.
But even trade unionists with rumbling bellies will have liked the sound of this.
The Labour Party will always cherish, sustain and protect our relationship with the trade union movement and the working people that all of you in this hall represent. You are our DNA, you are our family, and we will never, ever apologise for the closeness of our relationship with you.
A few hours later, it was First Minister and SNP leader Nicola Sturgeon's turn. The Prime Minister wanted to win big at the election, she said, and wanted to call it now,
before possible criminal prosecutions for alleged expenses fraud at the last general election catches up with her. And whatever else happens in this election, we should not allow the Tory party to escape the accountability for any misdemeanours that may have led to them buying the last general election.
The Defence Secretary, Sir Michael Fallon, told me...
Well, I'm not going to comment on individual cases that the Crown Prosecution Service is looking at. This whole issue of national battle buses, every political party has used battle buses around the country, and I can't imagine that changing.
But it's you guys who got into a lot of trouble on it, or at least big questions being asked.
Well, I'm not going to comment on individual cases, and we don't yet know how those cases are going to proceed.
But what about the Conservatives and their policies? What did they have to say for themselves today? Let's take a listen. Yup, that was it. In all its glory. Nada. Zip. Nout. Sir Michael Fallon, who you've just heard, came out to bat this morning to whack Labour in the ghoulies about their what do we think about nuclear weapons confusion yesterday. He then went to the Bristol and Bath Science Park, but their strategy today seemed to be to not do very much and say even less and let Labour marinate awkwardly in their defence pickle. For Jeremy Corbyn had said yesterday the party was still discussing whether it would endorse the renewal of the UK's nuclear weapons, except the party's policy is to renew them. What you're about to hear is the Shadow Defence Secretary Nia Griffith applying the political gaffer tape to try to bind together what the boss says and what the party says.
We all know that Jeremy has had his own personal view on a number of issues, but the really important point here is that this is something we've been committed to for a very long time. Back in 2007, we set the ball rolling for the renewal of the Trident submarines, and we're quite clear what our policy is.
To Vauxhall in South London, home to a lot of Remain voters and a Leave MP, Labour's Kate Howey. The Lib Dems spot an opportunity, and Tim Farron had news for activists.
This morning, we got to 100,000 members.
Yes! And I've got some breaking news for you. Just learnt in the last few minutes that Aaron Banks, the big donor to UKIP, has decided he is not going to stand at the general election. I have no intention of standing in the way of hard-working activists who are the soul of the party, says Mr. Banks. He was flirting with running in Clacton, where Douglas Carswell is standing down as a now independent MP, having formerly been a UKIP MP and before that being a Conservative MP. Let's head from Clacton to Wales next in an extraordinary opinion poll by YouGov for ITV Wales. And yes, yes, polls, schmolls, etc, etc. And yes, any poll described as extraordinary may just be bobbins. But this poll, all those caveats now ladled on with abandon, suggests the Conservatives could win a majority of Welsh seats for the first time in a century. Time for a new strand now, the philosophy behind retirement. Enter outgoing Conservative Sir Eric Pickles.
I think it's far better to leave when people are wondering why you stepped down than to hang around and wonder why you're still there.
Right, let's return to our quiz. How many times has a Communist Party MP been elected to the Commons? The answer, according to the Lib Dems, is five. Willie Gallagher managed it twice in West Fife in the 30s and 40s. They got an MP elected in Motherwell too, plus two in London, in Battersea in the 20s and Mile End in the 40s. But no chance of a breakthrough in June. The party tweeted today, Communists will not contest parliamentary seats, adding it was calling instead for a Labour vote in every constituency. Hashtag vote Labour, hashtag Tories out. Needless to say, the Conservatives and Lib Dems delighted in this endorsement for Jeremy Corbyn. But hang on a minute, the Communists got a grand total of 1,229 votes at the general election 2 years ago. Six times more people voted for the Lincolnshire independents.
Chris Mason, back tomorrow.